So I'm Kathy Stymus, and I'm with NeoCoast. I'm here to represent NECAN today. NECAN is the Northeast Coastal Acidification Network. I'll tell you a little bit more about why we created that and what that means. But I think I'll skip this why NECAN. The experts here today really laid that framework out for us. But as you just saw from Jay and others, that the West Coast effect and the efforts that happen on the West Coast really made the East Coast stay okay with these locals. And so NERC, who's part of an integrated central monitoring effort looking at regional central monitoring, and the Ocean and Coastal Ecosystem Health Committees of NERC and NRA decided to come together to look at central monitoring. And a part of that is looking at ocean acidification. So we stood up NECAN because of the efforts on the West Coast and because of the interest in this region. And NECAN serves as that interface for us all to come together to look at ocean acidification. This is representatives from the steering committee, Sea Grant reps, EPA, NGOs, NOAA industry, NERC, academia, and Canadian researchers. So we're all coming together to look at the regional impact of ocean acidification. But it's also all of us, everybody in the room. We are all interested in looking at ocean acidification. Our plan is to implement a webinar series, have a state of the science workshop, create a synthesis document of that science, host stakeholder workshops in the end, to translate that science, and then come up with an implementation strategy. I'll go into those details now. So our webinar series, we started back in November, and we've had 7 so far. So for 1 hour a week, we host these webinars. People can sign up if they're interested and watch them. They're also available on the NERC's website, latest one here is Barney Balsh, who just did his on Tuesday, and that is now posted online as well. So there's 7 webinar series available, and this is really the high science, the researchers that are doing the work, presenting their results. And so we decided to do this approach because it's complex. There's a lot to it. We need to take the time to develop the process and do it right. So 1 hour a week saves 8 hours a whole meeting day of just presentations. So I appreciate that. So they're recorded, available online. Next, we're going to host, and we've got 7 more to go. Next, we're going to have a data science workshop in April, and the steering committee and the speakers are all going to come together. And beforehand, we'll draft that document, but really come together in April to really lay out what the science is in the region. This is just another snapshot of what the plan is, but I just wanted to point out that this group here and everybody in the room, you're part of all of it. We're looking at, again, this regional approach, not just the state of Maine, but the other states in the region that are going to be impacted as well. And let's learn from each other. That implementation strategy we'll come up with, as well with data gaps and where we need to start monitoring, where we're not, what are the products that are needed, and then let's find the money to get it done. I just wanted to present a couple opportunities for how you guys can be involved. Join the mailing list, stay up to date, we'll keep you apprised of everything that's happening. Participate in or watch the webinars if you're interested in the high science. Let us know how we're doing, and let us know how you want to be more involved. And then join us for the stakeholder workshops in the summer and fall, and the whole process as well. Just a thank you to all the steering committee members. Most of them are in this room right now, so you can ask them all the detailed questions if you'd like. And again, I'm Kathy. This is the website where you can sign up and look at all the webinars.